Did somebody say something?
I'm confused about the last line.
Yes.
The second lyrics.
The last line, what do you mean the second lyric?
It says bread.
Yeah, so you're going to say, if you follow along with the words, you're going to say...
For verse 2?
Yeah. Right, so for verse 4, right, you're going to say, tend that toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and, turn the page.
So that's what?
Roses. Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just that... Yes, verse 2 is the bread.
Right.
Verse 1 is the rose.
Right. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. Yes.
Very good. Could you do it one more time, altos? There's your part. I'm going to play some other parts with you and leave out the alto line. You keep going on the alto part, okay? Ready? 1, 2, go. Yes, and then we go on, we finish. Let's do that, actually, from Our Lives. So this is page 2. So we jumped over there, and we got to verse 4, and now we're going to do Our Lives. Our Lives, there it is. 1, 2, go. And we're going to practice that another million times before the concert. And that same, if you're singing alto, that same line of melody or harmony is what you'll sing every time. Okay? It's just sometimes you won't sing, and then sometimes you'll sing that. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we take a look at Keep Marching for a minute? So this is a little bit confusing in terms of how it is written, and that's because it's written for specific people in a Broadway show, not for the Mystic Chorale. Okay, does that make sense? So I will go through very specifically tonight with everybody in the group what parts we are singing where, and we'll practice this all together. There may be some slight adjustments that get made if the altos are so much stronger and louder than everybody else, and we need to balance it in a slightly different way. But if you look at the bottom of page, our page 5, does everybody see that, where it says suffs? Good, so on this one, altos, you're going to sing the low part. And the basses will be with you, but an octave lower. So the soloist is going to go... And you're going to go, keep marching on. Whoops, not that. Don't do that. There we go. Keep marching on. Can you try that, altos? Ready, set, and go.
Keep marching on.
That's right. So you're going to have that part there. That's going to be altos, okay? So circle those low notes if you like. Got it? And then altos on page 6, you're going to sing, where there are two parts, you're going to sing low notes. Where there are three parts, you're going to sing middle. So it's going to be like this. If you take a listen, here's the top of our page 6. Slightly different. Keep marching on. Try that, altos. Ready, go. Excellent. So the first one goes like this. The second one goes like this. Okay, got it? Again, don't worry about memorizing that right now. We'll get there. Okay, and then all are going to sing this unison part. When you take a look at page 6, at page 6, at the bottom, there are 4 notes in those chords. Do you see them?
Yep.
Good. So what we're going to do is, if you're a music reader, altos are going to read actually the second one from the bottom. So it starts with a C.
Right, right there.
Okay, the second one from the bottom, it starts with a C. And then you're always going to read the second note from the bottom in this measure. So I'll show you what it looks like. It sounds like this. I'm going to do it slowly. On the journey every generation makes. You want to try that once with me? And again, if you can go back and listen to this. If you're like, I don't know what the heck he's talking about. What's he talking about? Going to be right on here, okay? That's the alto part, okay? So try it with me one more time. Ready, set, and go. On the journey every generation makes. Good. So I heard somebody say, I don't know where you are. That's the bottom of page 6. Okay, wait, wait. Shh. Thank you. I will tell you, I promise. Anytime. Just raise your hand. Bottom of page 6, second to last measure. Okay? Yes?
The problem is that there's a little 6 and then there's a big 6.
Yes. I am always referring to our pages, which are the big ones in brackets, of our packet. It's our packet's page 6. Can everybody find on where at the bottom of our page 6 it says, on the journey every generation makes, and put a finger on it so I know you've found it. Good. Just put a finger on it, like so I can see it. Yes. Good. Good. Anybody not know where we are? Raise your hand. Great. Here's the alto part there one more time. That's going to be the part that you sing there. Try it with me one more time. Ready, and go. Good. This is the first time we're doing this. You are not meant to know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, it is okay. That's why we are doing this. Good. Good. Jump ahead for a minute. These things that are groups are going to be smaller groups of people, likely soloists. Okay, we have to go through auditions first, which I will also tell you more about tonight. Where it says all, the bottom of our big page 7, the gains will feel small at the bottom of our big page 7. It says all. This has a harmony part, and the altos will sing the lower part. So this is, the gains will feel small and the losses too large. And you're going to stay right on that note. Keep marching. And then middle. Keep marching. Okay, I'll do that one more time. The gains. The gains will feel small and the losses too large. Keep marching. Same thing. Keep marching. Good. You'll rarely agree. Do low. Keep marching, cause you're... Stop. Right here it says high voices and low voices. Altos will be low voices in this particular moment, okay? So you're gonna go, keep marching, cause your ancestors are all the proof you need that progress is possible. Now, you're a low voice altos. You're singing on the top of our big page 9, the second system of music, the second staff of music. So you're still on the low voices part. It's the second one down, which if you want to look up here at this, I just drew a big red arrow next to it. This is what you're going to read on page 9. Okay. Big red arrow. Still on the low voices line. Zoom in. Top of the page, looks like that. Big red arrow, okay, great. And you are going to, I'm talking about measure 71 on Not Guaranteed. So you're singing that low voice line, which is what you were singing before that as well. And then when we get to there, you're gonna sing the upper part of the low voice line. Okay, so you're gonna go like this, listen. Yeah, ancestors are all the proof you need that progress is possible, not guaranteed. So you're going to sing B flat at 71. And then the next part that's written down there is not helpful terminology to us in essentially any way. It says three high voices, three low voices, two high voices, three middle. Don't worry about that. You can cross out all those words. They don't mean anything at all to you. Alice plus two voices, anything like that. Okay? You're just going to go and sing the part that would normally be the alto line, which is, there are five parts there with words. Do you see the five parts?
Yes.
It's the third one down, or the third one up, the one that's right in the middle. It originally said two high voices, but we're not worried about that. That's going to be alto. So if I'm you, I'm going to write alto right on this line. Okay? The one that used to say two high voices, but I crossed it out and I wrote alto. Okay? Good. And you can help your neighbor if you feel like you have a good handle on this and your neighbor might not. So I'm going to play it for you. Here's what it's going to sound like. If you're somebody who learns by ear, this will be online so you can hear it, okay? So this is from the top of our big page 8. Big page 8. We're going to go like this. Marching, keep marching. You're rarely agree with whoever's in charge. Keep marching. Still low notes. Keep marching, cause you're low voices. Singing the lower line, upper part. Not guaranteed. It will only be made if we keep marching. And then rest. Okay? Good. Clear as mud? This is a tricky roadmap. So the best thing to do if you're somebody who is not sure about reading the music and following exactly where that is just to listen. And then to listen to this when we put it up online, okay? So could we try from the part at the bottom of page 7, big page 7, that says all, the gains will feel small. Find that, and if you're confident, sing along. If you'd like to listen, that's fine too. Okay? Ready and go.
The gains will feel small and the losses too large. Keep marching.
Middle. I did the wrong piano part, sorry.
Ancestors are all the proof you need that progress is possible, not guaranteed. It will only be made if we keep marching.
Rest, rest, and then you do this. Keep marching on. Okay? Still on the same line. I didn't change lines at all. Whew. Can we do that one more time, altos? Your goal now is understanding and not perfection or even execution.
The gains will feel small.
Bottom of page 7. Everybody there? Bottom of our big page 7 in the brackets. The gains will feel small. You're doing great. Ready, go.
The gains will feel small and the losses too large. Keep marching. Keep marching.
And then we get a key change. Yep. And we'll do that in a second. So that's a big key change moment, which will be supported by Ruth in a way that will not sound quite so stressful. Does that part make sense to you? Good. That is the part that we're going to be working on tonight in rehearsal. So you, believe it or not, are going to be the most informed, highest up-to-date people of the group. So I'll probably say something like, altos who did this in sectionals will know what's going on. And there are many of you here. Thank you so much for being here. This is really helpful. Yes, well done, well done. Good. Just so you know, yes.
When would you have
the CDs? Yeah. Good question. Working on production for that, which got delayed last week. So I actually don't know. They're not here tonight. I'm hoping they'll be here for next rehearsal. The CD. They will be on the website sooner than that, though. And you have some practice resources on the alto page of the website right now, yes? Some, yes. Okay, good. So, this is our... for this song in particular, it's taken a while because of the way that it's written. So, good. Going forward, just so you know, that line where I wrote in my music, alto, I crossed out two high voices and I wrote alto, okay? We're going to keep following that line as it goes through. So, and it's the thing that looks like the normal alto line. It looks like there's a soloist and then soprano, alto, tenor, bass maybe. So if you're used to reading that sort of thing, we're going to keep going through there until page 10, when it would just get way too high for you. And then you'll be singing up on the line that looks like a soprano line, but down in what also might be sort of a normal alto part. So I will explain this to everybody slowly and methodically tonight in rehearsal. Your goal is to write in, circle, which notes, which parts are yours, and not to sing it perfectly and know it perfectly tonight. Does that make sense to everybody? Good. And we will work through this. And I promise it will be intuitive and make sense. Yes?
Well, do you want to read one little bit?
Yes.
On page 10.
Yes.
So there's the bracketed voices there.
Yes.
The four lines. So we're on the first of those lines?
So on page 10, you've been on the second of those lines.
So not the top. That's something.
Yeah. So I'm just, I was hesitating to, I don't want to confuse anybody with the language. I want to go through with everybody in the group tonight and say it. But I'll say it now with what's happening. So you've been on the two high voices line on page 9. Okay? You crossed out two high voices so you can't even see it anymore and you wrote alto. Okay? To the top of page 10, you're going to stay on two high voices. Okay? And then, what?
The third line down.
Yes, that's correct. Then, at the top of page 10, at the end of the top line where it says, yes, the world. Do you see that?
Yes.
We're going to go up and sing a line above where we just were, but the lower notes. At the top of, listen. So here's what happens, and I know this is hard. Trust me, I promise. Just listen for a second. Everybody? Hello. So what happens is, I'll say a thing, and then we all want to get it, we really want to get it right, which I really appreciate, and we have like 7 side conversations at the same time about where it is, and it makes it harder for everybody to know where we are, yes? So I'm going to try to say it again, and if you're confused, just wave. The top of page 10, okay, you've been singing the third line down. Got that?
Yeah.
Are we good so far? Everybody's good. Okay. At measure 78, which is the last measure at the top of page 10, where the words go to yes, the world, you're going to sing the second line down, lower notes.
So on mine, third line down, so, it just ends in the world.
Right. So you're going to sing keep marching on, and then when it gets to yes, the world, you're going to go up to the second line down.
So we're singing yes, the world.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good.
Yes, to the world.
Well, yeah. You're just going to move to that line at that point. Yeah. Listen. It's okay.
I will.
Right.
The basic kickoff is you've got to add yes to the.
You're going
to
add the word yes, and you're going to go up to that line. So it's going to be like this. Listen, everybody. Here's keep marching on. Measure 77. Okay. Sounds like this. Sorry, hold on 1 second. And then you're going to go, yes, the world can be changed. We've done it before. So you're going to go up to that second line down on yes, the world. And it's going to be a quick change, and we're going to practice that together with everybody, which would be the best way to feel it. Yes.
When we get to measure
No. You're staying on the second line, lower notes. So now, the alto part at measure 79 is the second line down, low notes. Second line down, lowest notes at measure 79. Very good.
Second line down.
Okay. And you're going to stick on that for a very long time until we get to big page 12. Okay, so find big page 12.
Hello. Big page 12, what does that mean?
Are big numbers. Big numbers. These are one page off from the rest. Yeah.
Page number. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
So you're going to stay all the way through, and you're going to do, we're now into like E flat. On big page 12, you're going to sing low voices, upper notes. Just like we did before when it was split this way, okay? So you're going to sing low voices, upper notes. And then... and then at page 12 where it says six low and middle voices, you're going to stick on that line and keep singing that line, upper notes. So that's the altos there. Good. So here's the deal. If this is confusing to you, all will be made clear over the course of the next 2 weeks. Okay? Good.
We can't cut the song because it's in the timer.
We would never cut the song. And here's why. This is this stuff is written. It's from a Broadway musical, and it's written this way because what happens is they go to rehearsal and they go, Susie, can you do like a high harmony? And Susie goes da 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 da, and they go no, da 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 da. Great. Okay, you do that, and then this other person does that. Okay, great. And then they record it, and then somebody goes, other people would like to sing this song. And a musician, like me, sits in a room and goes, what did they do? Writes it down. Oh, that was six people. Okay, right? So this is sort of a very unorthodox thing that we're trying to do to sort of break this up. But here's how I know it will work. Because on Broadway, on the recording, they sing their parts, and they don't use music, and they do it memorized, and it makes sense. And the flow of everything works, and you will hear it. I promise you. We just don't know what it is right now because you didn't make it up, but the person who sang it made it up, so they just automatically knew what it was. So I promise. Trust me. We're not going to walk away from right now being like, I circled all my parts, I practiced it 10 times, I know exactly how the flow of this goes. But we are going to be there before our concert, okay? And it's going to make sense and it's not going to be weird. The harmonies are normal in this song, okay? Do you buy that?
Yes.
At least some of you do. Okay, that's good. This is my journey of discomfort that we're talking about. I have my t-shirt somewhere that I needed to wear.
It's very uncomfortable.
Yes, good. Okay, good. Let's keep going for a minute because I'm going to talk about the rest of that as we actually did the end in rehearsal, believe it or not, I think in week one. We're gonna do more of the end, which will be slightly different in rehearsal today. So, can you take a look at Honor the Dark? I just want to say something about this. Katie and I worked on Katie worked on a roadmap for this that would be really good, that sort of lined up with the way that Leah Morris does the piece. And I just want to say a statement to you, which I will also repeat to everyone tonight, which is that you will have choice for which part in this song you would like to sing, but we're going to choose tonight. Okay? So we're going to say, I'll introduce this tonight. You'll have a choice. You can sing it in an octave that's comfortable for you, whatever one feels most fun, most exciting, most engaging. And you're going to write it in your music. And you're going to say, I picked this line. You're going to circle it. And that's the only line you're going to sing in this song. Your job in this song is to learn one line of nine measures. That's it. It looks complicated, right? It's nine measures. That's it. And Leah Morris teaches this by ear. So if you don't read music, this is the perfect one to just sort of listen to and repeat. And that's what we'll do tonight. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that now because there's not really an alto part. Shocking, I know.
So just...
Yes.
As far as comfortable octaves and all that stuff...
Yes.
It's a low piece, so altos can really sing any of the 8 lines in this song.
Yes, any
just
line.
Pick one of them.
Yes.
You don't even have to change octaves.
Right. And we're going to sing them tonight, and you can experiment, and you can decide what you like. Something that speaks to you. Okay? Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Just so I make sure that we have time, can you take a look at Crowded Table? There's also one that came up in advance. This is page 35. And I forget, maybe this was Anne who mentioned this. We talked about a rhythm.
Yeah, it's just the syncopated. The triplet's going into the...
Good. This one is written for choir. And so it's nice because you get to just read the alto line. Can you take a look at page 36, where this first entrance comes in? How many people know this song a little? Great, awesome. Okay. I think it's going to be a really fun one to do. So yeah, can you do, I can be a mountain? Try from there. Ready, go.
I can be a mountain.
That's it. So here's the chorus, the refrain part at measure 25, which is the alto part. Take a listen to it once. And then you get a little moment to breathe. Whenever you see those notes that are tied across a measure line, a tie is that thing that goes like this underneath your part, okay? That means that there's a syncopation or something that happens earlier than the beat. So whenever you see that, you're thinking this kind of pulse in your head, and you need to sing slightly before it. Like if I look at the very end that I just did, it goes, day is done. And the word done happens slightly before that beat. Because I see that little tied part that goes before. So that's like a little hint for that. The other thing you have here is a triplet.
Two triplets.
So many triplets. So many triplets. A triplet is like, the example here is page 38. It's measure 29. You also have it at measure 33. And there's that number 3. In brackets. And what that means is we're feeling this pulse, and this is half a measure for each pulse. And usually we go bum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum ba dum or bum 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 bum. That's normally the way we feel the beat. When we have a triplet, we're gonna fit 3 notes into this pulse, like this. Bum 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. So you switch. The good news is your bass friends do it with you. So if it's wrong, blame them. And it basically is just supposed to be a little freer rhythm than what the other parts have. So when you do this, like at measure 25, the beginning of the chorus, you get... triplet. And one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My recommendation for this rhythm is to feel it. It's to feel it. And not worry so much about analysis. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Can we try that chorus together? Sitting up straight so we make our best sound. Try that. I want a house. Ready and go.
I want a house with a crowded table.
And triplet.
And a place where the
Yes? Mm-hmm. You feel okay about that?
Yep.
Good. Just feel those triplets. Don't be stressed out by them. That's very nice. Can you try page 40, If It's Love That We Give? Mm-hmm. Try that with me. If It's Love That We Give. Or listen if you want to hear it first. Ready, set, and go.
If it's love that we give, if it's love that we give, if we want to go again, we're going to have to sow the seeds.
And then you get a measure off, and then we do again. Just like we did before. And triplet. This fun thing. Good. Listen to that. Listen to that, because this is the last little part to bring together here. This is from The Door Is Always Open, page 43. Just listen to it once. The door is always open. Sorry, I did that a little wrong. Pen is a little later than that. It goes, the door is always open. Can we try that? That moment at the top of page 44 is a big alto moment. A nice big scale going up. That's great. Good. Try The Door Is Always Open, page 43. You're doing great, everybody. Okay. Two, ready, and go. Which is another statement of the same thing. Nice. You hear that a little bit?
Yep.
Nice. Very good. Settling in. Okay. Let's keep going. Can we look at Closer to Fine on page 50?
Yeah.
Do we address the rhythm thing that like syncopated?
Yeah, it was more the syncopated. Yeah, it was right. The triplets are fine.
Yeah.
I find that, I don't know.
The stuff that comes before the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It sounds pretty good to me. We were following pretty well. The thing that's going to be tricky is when Ruth is playing, you know, because Ruth's part goes right on the beat. So you gotta kind of like ignore Ruth a little bit, or at least feel the beat with Ruth, but make sure you're ahead of her putting it in. That'll be tricky. We'll practice that tonight.
I think it's fitting it together with the lyric.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's probably easier if you're just listening to it. I think I messed myself up trying to read.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, great. Let's take a look at Closer to Fine. Okay. So, yeah, page 50, sorry. Ooh.
Well, not really.
page 54, right?
Where you start, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, hold on. I don't know what just happened.
Okay.
I did that, but I didn't want to. Page. So, just to go over the roadmap for this one, the opening of this on page 50 is a solo, okay? And it will be a solo up through page 53. But on page 53, just... hold on 1 second, sorry. Just tenors and basses. And you come in on page 54 where it says tutti. Right? Everybody see that? Tutti,
yeah.
In Italian meaning all. So everyone comes in right there. So this is the I went to the doctor. Okay? And then let me just do the roadmap quickly so you can we can remember it. So you're going to sing that part on page 54. And then you're going to keep singing the alto melody. On page 55, okay, and you're going to sing up to page 56. You're going to still stay on the part that's labeled A the whole time for the altos, okay? Got it?
Got it.
And then throughout the rest of this piece, it's labeled A where you sing. So we're likely to sing page 57 and page 58 and page 59 as we go through there, okay? We're going to have solo auditions coming up, and also the ability, I'll tell everyone this tonight, the ability to send in recordings, if you prefer, to audition for a solo part. And so who we get and how many people we have will help dictate a plan for what parts exactly are solos. But the plan here is to have you learn the alto part going out where it's labeled A. And it repeats quite a lot, pretty closely, okay? So can you go back to page 54? I went to the doctor. Oh, if I played the right key, it would be helpful. Okay, here we go. So we're going to be in... The melody here goes... in the soprano part, right? And you're doing the harmony that goes with it. That's the same thing both times. Now, yes.
Page 54.
Yes.
For all the other refrains in the song.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Go ahead.
Doctor and children, it goes down to a C sharp instead of staying on the D.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah. I didn't write that in this score yet. So we're going to do the same thing for those moments, everybody. I just played it wrong at that moment. So we're going to go, I went to the doctor. Because all the other verses do that. So I think it's just a typo. So can we try that one more time from the beginning of that chorus? And what I want to tell you about this song is the goal here is not that these 16th note rhythms are aligned as though in like a militaristic way. The goal is that you rock out. Okay, do you understand? So we're going to be trying to line up big beats, and I want you to be feeling this. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains. And if the person next to you is adding a little scoop or is in a very slightly different place from you, please don't stress out about that. If it's something that I think is like detrimental to the sound of our group, I will tell you, I promise. If you are having a good time singing this song, you'll be doing the right thing, okay? Can we try it together at page 54? One, two, ready, and go.
Oh,
And what I mean is sometimes we've learned closer I am to find, and like a slightly different note. If you sing like on one note, if you sing with the tenors for one note, then you're just a tenor for one note and it's okay. Yeah. Don't be stressed out about like if I learned that run exactly correct. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What I played is what's on there. Okay, so if you want to learn what's on there, that's great. But invest your time elsewhere.
The bottom of page 56.
Yep.
If we drop that the for closer.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's closer to the original.
Yes. Perfect example.
The closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I...
Perfect example. So here's the philosophy, which is a word in this song, you're going to hear me say about this song all the time. On page 56, what Katie just mentioned is measure 34. The altos, as written, go like this. The closer I am to find. But on the recording, they don't really emphasize the word the before closer. Okay? So if you know the recording, or if singing the close is pretty tricky for you, because it's kind of tricky to make a big jump, leave it out. Totally fine. If somebody is reading the music and sings the, totally fine. Okay? Do you understand?
Yep.
Yes. Great. So can you flip ahead for a minute? So yes. So the rhythm in this and in terms of the stuff we're doing, don't stress out about it. So we're going to say, and I went to see a doctor of philosophy. This is page 57, yeah? Okay. One, two, three, four. So it's one. Nice job. So, and again, here's my point on this. Even if you're an excellent music reader, looking at the rhythm on page 58 is going to be tricky. Okay, so a thing to do is to listen to this and match up the rhythms, both in rehearsal to the people around you and out of rehearsal to recordings. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. You feel okay with that?
Yeah.
You okay on this journey of discomfort?
Getting less uncomfortable.
Getting closer to fine. See, this is all a big metaphor. That's very good. Okay. Can you take a look for me at the parts that I want you to feel really good about are like the alto moments, which is why I really like this song and this arrangement. Can you look at page 63? I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. And we're going to just try this once together so we can feel comfortable. And turn ahead for a minute to page 64. I have a word change for you. So we have twice as cloudy, this is the bottom of 64, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before, and instead of and I went in, we're going to say when I went in. Okay, so you can cross out the word and write the word when. Got it?
Yep.
Lovely. Let's try this together. Doing great, altos. Page 63. Top. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. Okay. One, two, ready, go.
I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m.
Two, three.
To sing songs in the bar of the hustling and I don't know where my head against the bar.
Keep going.
I went to the mountains. I loved the children. I drank from the fountain.
words. Different part there, altos. Listen to this one. That's right. Here, listen. It goes, I'm going to play it slowly for you. This is The Closer I Am to Fine on page 69. Sounds like this. Sorry, did I play the right notes? Yeah. One more time. Sorry. Need to pay Ruth extra to be here. Here we go. And then you do. Mm-hmm. And then? The first one. Okay? So we get that little fancy one at the end just to keep you on your toes. Okay? Good. Again, those things will be on there, my mistakes included. That's why I'm trying to yell, ah, whenever I screw it up, so you don't keep singing. Good. In just a couple minutes, and so we can take a breather before rehearsal starts, can you look at Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal? And I'm going to explain what 3-2 means, but I actually think that's a really good idea to do tonight as well. But that question was a good one. 3-2, I wish I had a chalkboard. With dry erase boards at school. 3-2 is, this is math class in the middle of Mystic Chorale. It's like a numerator and a denominator in a fraction. The numerator is the number of beats per measure. So when there's a 3 up there, it means 3 beats per measure. When there's a 2 on the bottom, it's the note that gets the beat. And that is just like a fraction. So if there's a 2 in the bottom of my fraction, 1 over 2, what is that?
Half.
A half. So the half note gets the beat. If it's a 4,
quarter
note gets the beat. If it's an 8, okay, can it be a 7? Not in the bottom. There's no such thing as a 7. So they're all exponents of 2. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and so on. Yes? It could be any of those. Yes. Yeah, no 7s in the bottom. I mean, I don't know, unless somebody made a new music system. So this means when it's 3-2, it means the half note gets the beat, like this. And that's the pulse of a half note, and there are 3 of those per measure. So it goes, hark, I hear the harps eternal. I'm singing soprano, which is not that helpful for you. So here's the alto part. And then we repeat. As I near those, 1, 2, 3. Good. Now altos. On page 71, last measure, we'll split into alto 1 and alto 2. Do you know who you are? Alto 1 is higher alto. Alto 2 is lower alto. If you feel very confident if you're an alto 1 or an alto 2, can you raise your hand for alto 1? And you feel confident about it. Nice. Alto 2s? Great. If you didn't raise your hand and you're willing to try alto 1, which is the higher one, that's great. Because we have a few more alto 2s. The range is not super different right now, okay? And then if you're in the middle still, just pick one. Try it out. It'll be fine. Could we try that? Could we try page 71, last measure at the bottom, and then we will take a breather before rehearsal starts. So that's alto 2, alto 1, and the part sounds like this. Listen once. It goes like this. Just listen. Sorry. Try that. Alto 71. Last measure for the altos. Alto 2, alto 1. Ready, set, and go.
Thank you.
listen to measure 15 there at the end. So if this is the half note, can you pulse or tap or clap half notes with me? Like this? Good. Or this, fine. Can you switch to quarter notes? So at measure 15, if you keep this pulse going, or I'll do it for you, we're going to go, hallelujah. Try that.
Hallelujah.
Good. And full circle, that's the opposite of a triplet. It's a duplet, basically. It's a division into two instead of three. So you can go one, two, three, or one and two and three, and then we go one, two, three, four, five, six instead in the middle. You can think a lot about that and analyze it, or you can just hear it. Yeah,
might be a little bit easier. Can we do that one more time? And you might notice that there is a breath mark in between the middle of a word. Very weird. It's that little thing that looks like a comma floating in the air. It's kind of big. So we take a little pause in between. We're going to go, ha, le. We'll talk about that tonight. Ready, set, and go.
Ha-le-lu-la.
Nice.
Ha-le-lu-la.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good job. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Excellent. Very good. Does that sound okay?
Yep.
Good. If you do that, you've unlocked a lot of the mystery of this song. That was good. We covered a lot of ground. Do you feel okay?
Yeah.
Question.
And no pause at measure 14.
Correct. At the end of measure 14, we'll take a breath. All together, but no Lu-Yah in the same way that we had before. That's right. Thank you so much, Altos. Great job. Thank you all for being here. This is excellent attendance.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it, and more very soon. Thank you.
And I have my first alto music review and potluck this Sunday. I've heard from like 3 people. So if you could RSVP, text me, email me, call me, put a note on my front door, put a note under my windshield wiper.
Remind us what time.
I'm driving a dark blue Nissan.
What time, Katie?
It is 12.